It's not always easy being a liberal. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 877-520-1150. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Cardinal Milfington, for I have sinned.
Lift up your eyes, idolator, from the dank pits of Gehelahab, and bring forth to me your shameful confession.
Okay. It's like this, Cardinal. This weekend, I was joking around with my wife.
Blasphemer! O tasa motita katata! Your threshold hath been soiled with frivolity and the consortium with females.
No, that's not my sin, Cardinal.
Oh, sorry, we'll go on.
All right. So Mish and I are having dinner, and we're at this Thai restaurant.
Sinful demon! The retribution of St. Michael is upon me. You have partaken of pagan foodstuffs and sweetmeats.
It's not that either, is it?
No.
No, Christ's sake, get on with it, then. I'm not made of time
All
here.
Right, okay, we're eating dinner, having a discussion. It kind of goes into a little argument. Not a big argument, you know, but, you know, an argument. A disagreement, really. And well, that's really, that was all. And then the bottom line is I was joking around,
yes.
And I guess I called her the B word.
Oh, my God, you called her Buford?
No, Cardinal, I called her a bitch. All right.
Big mistake, Mark. That's worse than using the F word on them, you know, like fat.
All right, look, I feel horrible, Cardinal. In my heart, I know there was a little hostility behind it, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe a lot of hostility at the moment. It's pretty childish of me, really. I guess she just wasn't giving me enough attention. You know what I mean?
What? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
You bitch. Damn, see, I did it again.
Mark.
What?
Clearly have an anger problem. You just can't go calling your wife a bitch for the basic reason that it'll probably make her act really bitchy, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's not very sensitive, too. Now, here is your penance.
All right, hit me, biatch.
Your penance will be to spend a whole weekend at a Comfort Inn hotel in Oxford, locked in a room with Rosie O'Donnell and one Slim Jim. Then you'll see what a real bitch is like.
Man, that's severe. Even for you.
That's your penance, monkey boy. Now go forth, sin no more, and take your calls.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Mort. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150. 20 past.
Now back to a guy who'll do anything for the approval of strangers in a darkened room, Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. We are taking your confessions at 877-520-1150. I'll have to wait for that big band music to drift so we can get back into the confessional mode. Okay, here we go. First time in Los Angeles. Mike in L.A., hi, what is your sin?
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm really ashamed about this.
Okay.
Many, many years ago,
mm-hmm.
I had a summer job working for a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
I drove a truck and delivered construction materials to various sites.
Mm.
And I didn't know who they were at the time. But looking back on it now, I realized I helped build Focus on the Family here in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. You provided a sanctuary for the crazies. Well, there's only one penance that I can think that's rational. I think you need to Habitat for Humanity, perhaps, maybe. You need to do some charity work, go to Africa somewhere, and provide services on a construction level and build some decent folks, some houses.
All right.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
And also maybe go graffiti the building you built.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can tell you.
That's what I was hoping for.
Now go forth and sin no more.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Darren here in Los Angeles. Darren, how have you sinned? What is your sin?
Greetings, gentlemen. Before I start, I'd like to say I'm a solid liberal, but I have listened to Michael Savage, conservative talk radio, yes.
We know this type of liberal, the liberal that enjoys the hate buzz.
You like, true.
You like the conservative hate buzz.
It makes me a real man, but...
Well, I think what you need to do then is you have to become a regular caller to Michael Savage. and you have to pretend like you like him and build up a relationship with him on the air. And then, you know, right when he thinks you're his best listener, his biggest fan, you have to pull the blanket out from under him. You have to pull out the sheets from under him and tell him what a horrendous, latent homosexual freak he is and make him pay for putting that hatred out into the world.
I will go forth and do your bidding.
Thank you, sir. Darren, take care. See that? All right, here we go. We got one more here. Adam in Los Angeles, what is your sin?
Yes, I've been having fantasies of First Lady, Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
And also Bijan, the designer.
Yeah.
And it involves being in a very ornate room with very large windows, and outside these windows there is tragedy and devastation and just horrors upon horrors.
Yeah.
Eat chocolate covered fruit and do things that I can't really speak about on the radio.
Well, first off, I think you might need to see a real priest. second off,
I am a real priest.
Oh, are you really?
No.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I was a religion major. I don't know if that counts.
Well, listen, Adam, there is no real sin, I think, in fantasizing about having sex with Laura Bush, but I think in order to pay penance, you must have sex with her thoroughly, properly, efficiently, because you know she's not getting that. And I'd like in your next fantasy about Laura Bush, I want you to do it in front of George Bush so he has to watch you satisfying her.
I shall do your bidding.
Thank you. Now go forth and sin no more. Our number is 877-520-1150. It looks like we got a couple.
Mr. Marin. Mr. Milfington.
Yes, Jason. Jason, the Jew from
Jason
Wisconsin.
Jew. Yeah.
You have a sin, do you?
Could I?
Yeah. Do you want to do it now or you want to wait? Yeah, do it now. Let's do it.
Okay.
What is your sin, Jason?
My sin is that... thank you. My sin is that I watched most of the season of Flavor of Love starring Flavor Flav.
I'm not sure that's a sin because the Cardinal is into that as well, aren't you, Cardinal?
Yes, I am. I find that a very enjoyable show. As many did many lessons to impart upon people.
Well, we have to offer you some sort of penance. When was the last time you watched the McNeil Era Report?
The who?
Exactly.
Your penance is to fantasize about having sex with Laura Bush.
That's it?
That's a big penance on my mind, I'll tell you that. I can't even picture that.
You can't?
No. Play. I can't picture that.
You can't picture it at all?
No, Barbara, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Laura.
So, 877-520-1150, if you have a confession. We'll talk to you in a second. It's 29 past the hour.
You're listening to a man who, when threatened by predators, can inflate his body to within three times its normal size. Mark Maron! And now back to a man who has visibly thicker hair. Mark Maron.
It is a little thicker. I think that if I keep watching my wife's mean dirt cat look at those hummingbirds... Because I kind of half want him to grab one, but I don't want to see it happen, really. But I know it's the way of nature and the way of the wild. And I think he's too stupid and slow to get one, but you know they can. I should just move the feeder. I shouldn't do that to myself. We got a couple more confessions here at 877-520-1150. Let's do this. Gypsy in Portland. Gypsy, what is your sin, Gypsy? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I have a terrible sin to confess.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
The mother of my godchild needed a ride to the grocery store.
Mm.
And when I picked her up, she directed me to the nearest Super Walmart.
Mm.
And would not hear any arguments against it. And what's more, by the time we were ready to leave, I had $25 worth of stuff in my cart.
So you rationalize. You said, well, you know, it wasn't my choice to be here. I'm here now. Why go to another store? That'll just be more gas and more trouble. I might as well just do it this once.
No, not even.
Mm.
I said, wow, that's really cheap. I should get that.
Okay, so this is a two-part penance you have to pay on this one, Gypsy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're going to have to go someplace where people don't have, you know, what you have.
and you're going to have to give them, you know, 50 of the 100 rolls of toilet paper that you bought for 10 cents.
No, that was at Bi-Mart, but anyway.
And, of course, you are going to have to go to a locally owned grocery store or a locally owned business and buy something there and give them also another 20 rolls of paper towel out of your 100 that you bought at Walmart. So you have to do sort of a Robin Hood support the local economy thing. You have to divvy up the stuff you got a bargain deal on to people that need it and also be a patron to local businesses. How's that?
Oh, I can do that. I feel so much better.
Yeah, and I got a question to ask you about that vegetarian cake recipe you put up there.
What's that?
Why does there have to be flaxseed in things? There doesn't have to be flaxseed in that cake.
It's a vegan recipe. That's a replacement for eggs.
But what flaxseed is? I just think that there's something innate in the vegan vegetarian ideology that just likes to poop. Am I wrong?
I don't know, but that makes sense. That frightens me very much, but that makes sense.
I look at the recipe. It seems reasonable. I'm a little frightened of the tofu-based icing. I might try it. But flax seeds are everywhere. There's like sections in health food stores to flax seeds. And apparently they're not terrific for men. They're better for women than for men, apparently.
They are, yeah. They're good for lowering your cholesterol, but you have to grind them up. So that made no sense to me at all. They're just there to replace the egg.
So what, you have to grind them up and cook them up and boot them up like heroin, or you just eat them?
You just eat them. You have to grind it up and sprinkle it on your cereal like your grandfather did bran.
Oh, yeah. My wife's stepfather makes a cereal of just ground up flax seeds. And I'm like, that doesn't seem healthy.
Yeah, I actually buy one very much like that. We have a local health food thing chain called New Seasons, but I think you could probably get that at whatever they have in L.A.
All right. Well, that was it. I'm glad we had this conversation. We got this resolved.
And discussing poop is always a good thing.
As you get older, what else is there?
That's true.
Okay, Gypsy, take it easy.
Right.
Bye.